Welcome to the Mastering Energy Medicine podcast. I'm Beth Manning, a master medical intuitive and psychic healer, and I'm so happy that you're joining me today. One of the reasons I created this podcast is to really share what energy medicine is, to help people understand what it can do and how it can be applied in people's practices, even if you don't necessarily call yourself a psychic, a healer, a medical intuitive, just how you can start to use energy to transform the way you assess people, the way you see clients, and also understanding the road to their healing and what that looks like. Because I don't know about you, but I remember when I was a massage therapist, which was how I got started doing massage and body work, and I was doing unusual things. I was doing, you know, a lot of breath work, cranial sacral movement, so many different things, applied kinesiology testing. And I would get to this certain point where it seemed like everything was just cooking along. It was so great, you know, this person, saying, you know, how wonderful they're feeling, it's all going so well. And then all of a sudden they have a relapse or they are making progress and they just aren't anymore. And I remember that exact moment when I was working with someone that I loved dearly in my practice. We had been working together for years, and she had really seen my progression from doing traditional massage to doing muscle testing and all sorts of new things, because I felt like I was constantly learning and implementing new things. And, you know, she was right there along with me. And I remember knowing that there were emotions and that there were things that were just below the surface. It was as if my hand was reaching out and just coming up short. It was like I could see the problem, but I couldn't quite get to it. I didn't have the tools to get just a little bit deeper. I felt like I was already working deep, but there was this whole level that I just wasn't quite able to get to. And as a massage therapist, I feel like I had differing opinions about that depth that I was trying to get to. When I would ask teachers, you know, how do I go deeper? What do we do? You know, it was like, well, we have this protocol that you can follow to do this. And, you know, eventually maybe you'll get there. And others said, well, emotions, those are just things that a therapist has to deal with, you know, not necessarily a body worker. And I disagree, because when we're working with the body, we're working with people's energy. Emotions are energy. Everything in the body is energy, and we can't just compartmentalize what we work with in the body and what we won't work with in the body, or when we hit a certain thing in the body, oh, this is something you have to refer out for because this is something beyond your scope of practice. And as I learned when I started to open up my energetic gifts, because eventually I met the right person, right? It's sort of like when you're ready, the teacher appears, and I met the right person to help cross me into this depth that I had been looking for. And that depth was energy. That depth was understanding that everyone on my table was an energetic being, and that everything that they were experiencing, both consciously and unconsciously, began with energy and some sort of imbalance. And the beautiful thing about working with energy, to kind of go back to all those, you know, people who said to me, well, you know, just work kind of within this scope, right? It's like, that's what feels like what's broken right now in healthcare, is that we have to go to this person for this part and this person for this, you know, this system in our body and this specialist and that one. And I didn't want to feel like there was something that I couldn't reach in a client. You know, if they were ready for it to be reached, I wanted to be able to help them to get there. And so many of these people were eager, they were open, they were aware. And when I was able to direct them to feeling into their energy, to starting to work with this energy, they were so on board with it. They were so ready. And the minute that we start working with people's energy, a healing happens. It's this beautiful thing. It's like the minute we shine a light on someone's energy, the healing starts happening. And there are so many shifts that start to happen when we work with someone's energy. So when I stepped in and added this new level to my practice, so much stuff changed. And I didn't have to change a lot of the other stuff. It just seamlessly integrated because it seemed like we had this new window that we were able to view the body with. And it was like this discovery between me and my client of understanding some of this deeper stuff that they had kind of a conscious awareness to some level of, many of them for much of their lives, but they couldn't put their finger on what it was either. And by reading this energy and working with it, we were able to finally put words to a lot of experiences they had, to a lot of feelings or gut feelings or fears that they had for years. And that's when we're able to start shifting things, right? Once we shine this flashlight on it, that's when things start to shift. So when I think about medical intuition, how I define it is as someone who guides people to achieve full body health, alignment, and this connection within themselves. So it's really stripping away everything that's not in alignment. It's kind of like when a sculptor is making the sculpture. They're stripping away everything that's not the sculpture, right? Like everything that's not Michelangelo is falling to the floor. And we go through our lives, our childhoods, our early adult lives, picking up all these things that aren't ours. It's what society has deemed, you know, a woman has to be, or what it means to be a man. It's what's been passed down in our DNA from generation to generation to generation. Energy gets passed down in DNA. It's the product of our parents and how healed or not healed they were themselves. So there's so much that we accumulate over all these years, all these experiences that we have had. And when we heal, we start to address all these things about ourselves that aren't ours, things that we have just unconsciously picked up and recited. You know, it's like the other day I was thinking, wow, I know so many random lyrics to 90s rock songs and like jingles from commercials when I was a kid. It's like if we can pick up those things so easily and they're so embedded in our subconscious, I mean, how many of our parents' beliefs that they always said about, you know, money or what it means to be a good girl or how you become successful in life, how many of those things are lodged in there too? And how much of that is just unconsciously running our programming all day. So much of medical intuition with me, with the work that I do, is about making this unconscious stuff conscious, about understanding what's ours and what's not ours, and starting to shed the layers that are not you. And when I think about medical intuition, it's really working on several different levels of the body. So it's a really holistic approach. It includes the mental, the physical, the emotional, the spiritual, and the energetic aspect. And it's almost like these things are like a five-legged table. And if one thing is off balance, it's going to cause the table to just tip and be unstable. So it's really about looking at this balance as a whole and helping the client to understand really what's off balance, why it's off balance, and helping to achieve, you know, bringing that balance back and creating a life and their body and feeling the way that they want to feel. It's really about helping the person to fully step into their power and to own their power and to have that deeper connection to themselves, to deepen their trust, to deepen their self-love, to heal any grudges or, you know, ways that they're judging themselves, and to start to really understand their pureness as a soul, as an individual, and to start to walk more in the reflection of their soul and in their higher self. And one of the things that I really focus on as a medical intuitive that's always been very important to me is bringing in this soul aspect of healing. Because when our soul is out of balance, when our soul has things that, you know, it's not necessarily out of balance, but we are out of balance with it. So it's wanting us to maybe be more outgoing and show more of ourselves, and, you know, maybe we're withdrawing and doing the opposite and not speaking up for ourselves. And then there's this tension that's happening because we're out of alignment with ourselves. And one of the ways that the soul shows this misalignment is through pain, is through disease, is through things happening to our physical body. Because our soul doesn't have a megaphone. It can't say, hey, it would be really great if you went out there and like told this person more about, you know, what you offer and how you can help. And we're so much more, you know, open about your gifts with people. Like, the soul can't do that. So it has to get our attention another way. And this is often happens through pain and other symptoms, imbalances in the body. And I find that the longer, you know, we ignore our soul and these imbalances in our life, so usually things will kind of start as a whisper. You know, we might have a little bit of joint pain or a little bit of inflammation. Our muscles might feel tight. We might have some tension, something like that. And this is kind of just the beginning when your body, when your soul is trying to get your attention. It's saying something is off. We need to make a change. And when we keep ignoring that, or we just take some ibuprofen, or, you know, just kind of try to focus on something else, it's kind of like the volume gets turned up. And then, you know, we start to maybe have a diagnosis or, you know, a bigger imbalance, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, things like that, you know, and then eventually things can ramp up to autoimmune, other diseases that are happening. And, you know, this all stems back to that the body at one point was whispering, it was letting us know, but we weren't paying attention. So I really want to use this podcast to especially help practitioners, people who are interested in energy medicine, who are curious about energy medicine, maybe who do a little bit of it already and want to work with it more or open it up more in their practices, to really understand how the body is talking to us, how every single day your body is talking to you. And that's one of the first things that I do every morning is I tap into my body and understand what does it need from me today? Because I think so much of the way that we have been shown and taught about our bodies is almost this opposition thing, right? It's like when we have cancer, we battle against it. you know, we're stronger, we're warriors, we're, you know, we fight diseases, we fight illnesses, we try to recover so fast because we're so strong and we can fight through things. And that's really not what our body wants. It's not what our body wants. That's what our human mind wants. Our human wants us to not feel defeated by anything, to be so strong and such a fighter. But your body really wants to be acknowledged as your friend, as a part of you, as something that you love and respect and care for. It's like this beautiful partnership that you have together. And that's what really creates health and wellness, is when we start to work with our body. When we start to understand that we have such an amazing ability to heal ourselves, that no one was truly born broken, no one, and that we have this power within us to heal. We just need to have the right ingredients. And I think so much of traditional healthcare has made us think that the ingredients are one thing, but they're really another. You know, a lot of those ingredients are based on making money or quick fixes. You know, working with a system that is for profit is never going to truly help the person on the other side. And I think that's the beautiful thing about energy medicine, is that it gives us an opportunity to not just go to somebody to be fixed, not to hand our power over to somebody else and say, okay, fix me, how long is it going to take? When we're working with our energy, when we're working with clients' and patients' energy, it's a process of them starting to understand that they hold the power, that they're not going to give it to us. That's not our job. That's not our job at all. We're not going to hold anybody's stuff. We're not going to take their power. We're going to hand it back to them. And that's why this work isn't for everybody. This, not everybody who's sick or has a disease is ready for this, which is part of understanding that that's okay. That's okay. But for the people who are ready, for the people who want to heal at a deeper level, who want to take that power and feel empowered themselves to heal, to do this work, that's beautiful. And that's the opportunity that I love to gift to people with this, and to become partners in helping people to heal. And that's really the way that I view energy medicine and its benefits. And I think this is such a ripe time to be having these conversations, because the energy has shifted this year, 2024. So much has changed this year. And you might be feeling it in terms of physical stuff. You might feel more headaches, more, you know, dizziness, feeling more tired, getting more sick than usual, or feeling run down, even just confusion, having difficulty making decisions, things like that. There's been a big shift in what's happening with all of us and where this whole world is headed. And there's been a massive shift in our health this year. And so much more of what's happening to people with medical mysteries, of things that are difficult to diagnose, a lot of these autoimmune conditions, just multiple symptom things that don't really add up, or you just know that something is wrong, but all the tests are coming back positive, or, I mean, you know, not positive, not showing anything. that so much of what's shifting is that the problems in our body are not medical right now. They're not things that modern medicine can fix or has a pill for or a cure for. It might be that they can help with short-term things, but so much of what's happening now in our bodies is because of the energy, is because of the shift that's happening in our world, is because so many of our souls are saying, hey, like, we're off track. We got to get back on. And a lot of what that's about as well, especially if you're a practitioner, especially, you know, if you're somebody who's working a little alternatively with clients or patients, is so many people's souls are becoming loud enough now that they're starting to hear that they need to work in a new way. Maybe you're feeling this way. Maybe you're listening and it's like, yeah, I've been feeling good, but there's something missing. I just feel like I can do something more. Or maybe it's the way that I felt when I was seeing people and it was like, I'm reaching my hand out and I just can't quite go deep enough. There's just that thing that I can't put my hand on that I know if I could just get to that point with somebody that I could help them at such a deeper level. And so many practitioners are being called right now to work with energy, to really step in and step up, to trust themselves and to trust that they have abilities, to trust that they are capable of doing more, and that you can work with energy. Because I believe that everybody can work with energy, but it's a matter of trust. It's a matter of practice. You know, nobody like just comes into this world this master accurate energy reader. Like it's a skill that must be practiced. But we have these gifts and abilities with inside of us that make it easier and quicker to start to understand this work, to start to really make it ours once we understand how to work with it. So we're going to be diving much deeper into all of this as this podcast continues. So I invite you back to check it out as we really explore energy medicine and medical intuition. And I thank you so much for joining me here today. And I'd love for you to share this podcast with someone who could benefit. And be sure to follow me on social media at Beth Manning Intuitive. I'll post all my links below. And if you're ready to take the next step and start understanding how you uniquely sense energy in the body and would like to find out more about how to work with your own energy, I invite you to join me inside Clarity, Reading the Body's Energy with Confidence, Trust, and Accuracy. Spots are limited as this is a small group program, and it really walks you through understanding how you uniquely experience energy, how you read energy, and becoming really comfortable with this and building that trust within yourself as you become a more accurate energy reader. So we're going to be learning a lot about how we exchange energy with our clients and patients, why sometimes we feel so tired and exhausted at the end of the day, and how to shift that, and how to understand how to talk to people about energy, about what's happening, when to speak, and what to say, and really deepening that trust in your own skills so that you can bring this right into your practice and start using it. So if you'd like to learn more, you can find out more in the show notes. I will drop that link below. And thank you so much for joining me here today. And I look forward to seeing you next time on Mastering Energy Medicine.